why even step? Motherfuckers hit the deck, I get wrecked with a check, so cash in like checks, fool. I got my own back in the scrap, but if it calls for that, I got my nigga Kenny Mack. Swift is the
wind, I'm Mack. Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
145.
You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Today is September 9th, the year 2015. This is the Thank You Rob podcast. This is episode number 145. This is Rob Small, your host. This is Johnny Question Mark over here.
Hello, world.
This, how are you today? I wanted to keep going with that. I didn't have anything else to go.
Great, man. I'm feeling refreshed.
You are.
Back from my hiatus.
Yeah. So there was speculation last week when Chuck Chase was here.
Yeah.
And we had talked about a reverse circumcision.
A reverse circumcision.
Was reverse the right name, or was it inverse? Inverse circumcision.
You know, to be honest with you, I'm not sure.
This is the most penis talk we've had about your penis.
Right, right. No, I was actually doing a fantasy football draft. And that is why
reverse circumcision is better.
As people who know me well know that I'm super into fantasy football, and I play in three leagues, and one of them happened to have selected that day of the podcast for the draft. So
understood.
You know, my priorities are in, you know, in place.
Now, given the choice between doing a reverse circumcision or a fantasy football draft, I would take the fantasy football draft. So I don't blame you.
Agreed.
Now, I watch football every week. I watch the Packers. Now, having said that, I could name five Packers players.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it right now.
Okay.
But I could if I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could not name more than five.
Okay.
Jordy Nelson is out for the year.
He is.
And if you want sports talk, you're going to have to listen to John's sports.
My new podcast that we got coming up, The Undrafted. Yeah. We'll break all the rosters down.
Good. Are you gonna like literally talk about every single player?
God, that'd be great, wouldn't it? That'd be a real troll move. No one would ever listen to our podcast.
A real treat, John.
Yeah,
real treat.
So we have a host only episode tonight.
This is a host only,
which I always think is really fun, but
it
mostly
is fun.
Because I love the sound of my own voice.
The only thing that would beat this is just a podcast
with only me.
You.
Right. Yeah. This just means I get to talk all that much more.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a little low. I'm going to bring myself up.
All right.
There we go.
But we have a ton of fun stuff to talk about. I got wrestling news. I got all sorts of stuff. This is a good week, man.
This is going to be great.
You know what? Before we start,
yeah,
I discovered Breathe Right strips last week.
Yeah.
You'd
never heard of them before.
Well, I mean, I knew that they existed, but I thought they were only for like athletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I sleep, I snore sometimes, but not all the time. Usually if I've like been drinking.
So is this you saying this, or is this your wife saying this?
She tells me, but I know that I do.
Okay.
So I was at the store and I bought a box just like, I'm going to give this a try because I heard it at work for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I've never slept better in my entire life.
Wow.
My wife says I do not snore. We are not being paid for this advertisement, but I had to talk about it because I was so excited about the results that I got from using Breathe Right strips when I am sleeping.
Yeah. And this episode brought to you by Breathe Right.
There you go.
If you want to not snore and upset your spouse.
Right.
Use the Breathe Right
strip. I just feel like I breathe so, like, I get so much more oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm more refreshed the next day.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Good work.
Yeah.
Good work.
Which is how I can stay up this late. We're recording the podcast a full 2 hours later
than
our
normal
start time. But you'd never know from me, because I got all sorts of energy.
I don't know if it's the coffee.
It's not the coffee.
Or the good night's sleep you had.
Could be maybe a combination of both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Could be. I might have to try that. Mac Irv was supposed to be on tonight. We had to reschedule for a few weeks out.
Mm-hmm.
So he will be.
He will be joining the show.
He'll be joining the show.
He thinks he bought himself some time for me to go talk to him about Gopher basketball.
Right. And you have a lot of questions about that.
I do, being an alumni.
Right. Of the Gophers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't play basketball, if that's what you're asking.
We already, you already said you're not an athlete.
Nope.
But you could be.
I'm a mathlete.
Didn't you, do you, you did play sports though, didn't you?
Like in school. Yeah. Even in high school, I didn't really, because I just loved cigarettes. I started smoking when I was maybe like 14. I played high school football when I was just my freshman year. Mm-hmm. And then I never played sports really after that. I just smoked a lot.
You gave it a shot. You gave it a fair shot.
Yeah, I liked...
Any regrets?
Nah, I'm not really an athletic person.
Yeah. I regret that
I didn't.
It
allowed me to pursue more like my more musical stuff that I was into. Mm-hmm. So it was actually worked out, I think, in my favor.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that music is much more smoker friendly than sports.
Though the raps that I was doing at the time, you really needed a lot of lung capacity. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if the smoking was hurting that, helping that. I'm not sure.
You were a chopper.
I haven't read the studies.
You were a chopper.
Yeah, you could say that. You could say that about me.
Let's talk about subscribing to the podcast.
Indeed.
And it doesn't matter if you're an athlete, a mathlete, a bathlete, someone that takes a lot of baths.
Someone who's really good at bathing.
Because those people are out there.
Right.
And there's people on the opposite end of the spectrum that should bathe more.
Right. They're not bathletes.
And that's all right. Whatever, as long as you're happy.
They are unbathletic.
Yeah. Smoker, non-smoker, you can still subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super easy. You can go to the website. There's a link to we'll get into that. There's a link to iTunes. There's a link to Stitcher. And you can subscribe, and you should review the podcast because...
Yeah, give us a review. Actually, I've noticed we've had a few reviews come in over the last couple of weeks, which is always fun.
Yeah, and if you listen to the show on your iPhone, you can scroll down in the show notes, the information button, the little eye thing, you can click that. There's a link that takes you right to the review thing.
Yeah.
Super easy. You could... Tell you what, you're at work, you're listening to the podcast, you're like, smoke break, I got to go out and smoke because you're a smoker.
Don't smoke, kids. It's terrible.
It is terrible, but we're not going to tell you what to do.
Well,
at least
I
mean, I'm not.
I will.
You will. I will not. Go out there, hit that button, review the podcast while you're smoking. Because I'll tell you, the coolest thing about smoking, kids, is when you don't even use that? When you don't use your hands to smoke, you just hold it in your lips.
Hold the cigarette in your mouth.
Yeah, like, especially if you're talking, like with the cigarette in your lips. I'm going to put a pen in my mouth. Just gonna, yeah.
As a former smoker, I do not encourage this.
It's a bad move. Yeah. Yeah, either way, it could work. So you could do that. Another way to support the podcast, Amazon Associates.
Yes.
What do you know about that?
Well, I know that you can go to thankyourob.com/Amazon.
You got it.
Or you can go to thankyourob.com and click the Amazon Associates link. It takes you to Amazon. You make your normal Amazon purchases. Mm-hmm. A small portion of the proceeds comes back to the show to help us cover production costs and the like. You know, I got this fancy new boom arm microphone stand thanks to our listeners and the Amazon Associates program.
That's right.
For clicking the link.
And you know what? Halloween is right around the corner.
Yep.
You can buy costumes on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So... why not? You know, you're looking for that. You know what they do have on Amazon? A costume of a cigarette.
Really?
Yes, you can get a cigarette costume.
I wouldn't want that.
Well, yeah, I bet somebody out there would.
Maybe.
Somebody would. And you could go to thankyourob.com/Amazon, pay the same price for it you would any other way on Amazon, but this way helps us a little bit. And quit smoking. Right?
Quit smoking. Have I told you my funny cigarette story?
Those are the best stories.
About our friend, Professor Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I were at the bar one night, and this was when you could still smoke
at
in
the bars.
And I was looking down at my shirt, and I had realized that like an ash from a cigarette had burned my shirt, and I was just going to sort of make an offhanded remark.
Were you on
about
fire?
No. It had, like, previously, it had
burned. So you were on fire, and you put yourself out.
Well, probably.
You
I probably didn't even notice it. Because when you're smoking, you get cigarette burns on stuff in your car
right.
and your clothes.
You light yourself on fire.
Right. Well, not that far. So I'm going to make an offhanded remark saying, like, oh, I hate that when you're smoking, you always, burn yourself. And I say to him, I said, you know what the worst thing about smoking is? And before I can even finish my sentence, he slaps me in the face. Because I said something bad about smoking, which is like he was weirdly defensive about
it. Wow.
Yeah. So as I'm saying that, he literally slapped me right across the face, and I didn't even finish my sentence. And I didn't even know what to do. I just sat there like in shock.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what just happened here. And so that was my funny cigarette story about Professor Fresh. I don't know that we ever, I don't know that I ever went back to him and been like, what the hell was that about?
What was that about? Maybe it was just some Ike and Tina Turner situation.
It might have been. It might have.
I'm
next,
sorry,
next
baby.
Time, next time Fresh is on the podcast, we'll have to we'll ask him about that.
You got burn holes in your cigarettes. Do you miss your cocoa butter kisses?
Yep, burn holes in my hoodies. All my homies
there think
stink.
There you go.
That is a
That's
great.
That's where
song.
I was going with that.
Yep.
So what do we got this week?
Oh man, we got so much cool stuff this week. We got a throwback to I don't know about your childhood, but my childhood for sure. I don't know if you were into this stuff when.
I will say the Mighty Ducks movies were just like the generation, not generation, but I was a few years ahead of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I did watch them.
Even like the first one, you had to have been young enough during the first one.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I've seen them all.
Yeah.
But they probably have a little more nostalgic value to you.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Oh, they have tons. I grew up with, especially one and two. The third one, a little bit less.
Right. Right,
but yeah, I loved the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, and the reason now we've talked about this before that I myself especially have you know that place in my heart for Minnesota things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. You really love Minnesota things.
But there's a lot of stupid stuff. Like Mighty Ducks is a decent movie.
Yeah,
it's not like an Oscar winning
no.
movie. But you got movies like Jingle All the Way, which is just a terrible,
really
stupid
bad.
Movie.
Yeah, really bad.
What was the other one I was trying to think of? There's another one that the baseball one.
Oh, a Little Big League.
Little Big League. That's just not a
it's
good
another,
movie.
No, that's really not.
Yeah, but the, you know they're filmed in Minnesota, so you want to see them.
You want support.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, there's Mighty Ducks one, two, and three.
One, two, and three.
D3.
D3. Was the D3 one the one that they went to like the, like they're like a junior Olympics or something
yes.
like that?
Yeah.
And that was that the knuckle puck? Was that number three or was that number two?
I don't remember.
Or the knuckle puck.
The knuckle puck sounds very familiar, so I'm going to say part two.
Okay.
Because part three I vaguely remember. I remember the junior Olympics thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you kind of told me about this. You sent me a message that.
Yeah, so I read. On the internet, because that's where I do most of my reading, that apparently a script is being developed for a Mighty Ducks 4.
Holy shit.
Which I was super enthused about. Apparently, the actor Matt Doherty, who played Averman.
You're missing a big part here.
Yeah? What's that?
The fact that this the news broke.
Yeah.
On what an official, not official, Mighty Ducks podcast called Quack Attack Podcast, which is...
It's a podcast dedicated exclusively to all things Mighty Ducks.
Yes, yes.
Which that is just crazy.
Yeah.
Like this long after... How long has it been since the last... I'm going to look up the last Mighty Ducks movie.
And while you do that, I just want to read my reaction to you sending me the news article about a Mighty Ducks 4. Because I was pretty shocked to hear that... Okay, I said what? And then... The Quack Attack podcast is the link. And they're a good like 50-some episodes into their podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really interesting that there's a niche.
50 episodes about
Mighty
three
Ducks.
Movies.
Yeah.
They don't talk about the sports teams, right? It's just about the movies?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't really think of that. Because if you're talking about the sports team, then you got a whole nother door you can open there. But would you say that the Quack Attack podcast would kind of come to a head when you get Emilio Estevez on there?
Yeah, did they have him on?
No.
Oh, I would listen
But that's
to
kind of
that.
Like, all right, now we can just stop doing this podcast.
So the original Mighty Ducks came out in 1992.
Okay.
The second Mighty Ducks came out in 1994.
Oh, so 96 was D3.
And yeah,
it was 90. It was 90. I remember it was every other year. I looked it up.
And these movies were all successful. Like they made money. They made them for nothing.
Get money. Well, it wasn't Disney. Was it Disney behind these?
Oh yeah, yeah, big time.
You got that Disney money. Give me them Disney dollars. So yeah. Apparently, there's a script that's being worked on. Now they had that. They had Matt Doherty, who's played Averman in all three of the movies, and he's kind of the, I guess,
for lack of better words, kind of the geeky looking guy with the glasses, curly hair, right? That's Averman?
Yes.
But I thought that was, I would check that out. If it's done right, you know, there's a lot of movies they make like a sequel way past its prime. But it, you know, it's a kid friendly movie, and maybe the kids who played, with the Mighty Ducks can now be coaches or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Like you had to think, Charlie could become a coach,
Charlie
right?
Because
he was sort of already becoming a coach, right?
Was his name? Yeah.
In the end of the movies.
But of course, what I want to see is Emilio Estevez.
Right.
Get
Gordon,
on that ice.
Gordon Bombay.
Yeah. Gordon Bombay. I want to see him strap on the skates and hit the ice. That's what I want to see. I want to see him out there. I want to see him coaching those damn kids, whipping them back into shape. Are there any movies you would want to see a sequel to that, like, I guess from your childhood?
Oh, man. I don't know. It's funny now because it's like the movies, like if they made a Mighty Ducks 4 now, you do it one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
You do Mighty Ducks 4 for the people who grew up on Mighty Ducks, but then you're making a movie that's sort of more geared towards adults than it is towards children, and that sort of wasn't the point of the Mighty Ducks
right.
movies. Or you make the movie like the first few Mighty Ducks movies, and you make it like a children's movie, which might disappoint some adults who are like, mm-hmm. I want this, you know, but you weren't the, you know, they don't make those movies for adults. These are children's movies.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I'm trying to think of like, what would a good sequel or even like a good third movie be?
I'll tell you what Hollywood has done. They've
yeah.
done a good job of making sequels to movies that get terrible and they just get worse and worse.
Yeah.
A good example is The Sandlot. Mm-hmm. Great. Probably one of the best sports movies, family-friendly sports movies mm-hmm. that can entertain the whole family. Even Grandma. Grandma loves it.
Grandma.
But then there's like The Sandlot 2. There's 3. There might even be a 4. Don't hold me to that. That's probably a lie.
Yeah, these are all like straight to video, right? They don't go into theaters.
No. Yeah. The Sandlot 2. Yeah, I think they both were straight to video, but man.
I saw that there was a movie called Titanic 2.
What?
I don't know how they do that. Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's not real.
It's real. It's a real
no.
movie. Titanic 2. Google it.
I'm not going to Google it. I don't want to waste my time. We all know how that ended. But I thought that could be interesting, though. Mighty Ducks 4.
And yep, I would watch it.
Were all 3 filmed here?
I
know 1 and 2 were.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't recall.
Well.
I know the first one was. I think the yeah. first one was recorded at, or was a lot of it was shot at that, I think out in Fridley at Columbia Arena, which has now been abandoned. I think, I think if you can go, look up. Someone just did a thing where they broke into that old arena.
And skateboarded on it?
And no, just took pictures because it's been abandoned and it's just sort of in, you know, ruins. And someone was like, look at how depressing this is. This was the arena from the Mighty Ducks movie and now it's just this abandoned.
Okay, I remember that. Damn.
So that people can look that up too. It's kind of interesting.
I would have skateboarded in it.
Yeah, well, of course, because you're known for your skateboarding.
Right. I also don't own a skateboard.
Skate you, Rob.
So I'd have to get a skateboard.
Yeah, that would be first. That's step one. Step one is cut a hole in a box. Step two is get a skateboard.
I was going to try to look it up, but let's talk about this.
Okay.
Speaking of movies.
Yes.
Right now, Straight Outta Compton,
mm-hmm.
number one music biopic of all time.
All time. Beats out Walk the Line. Beats out Ray. Beats out, I mean, a lot of big time movies.
You know, there is, I was going to say, what's his name? Has a, it's not a biopic. Fuck it. Whatever. So everyone wants to get on this train of making these music biopics.
Mm-hmm.
Master P wants to make a No Limit one.
Yep.
Would you watch that?
My gut reaction was no. But I guess it depends on the circumstances. Who do you get to play? What's the story?
Right.
I'd be more interested in a Cash Money one than I would a No Limit one.
I don't think you'd ever get the... So Daz Dillinger,
mm-hmm.
Daz of the Dog Pound, wants to make a Death Row biopic.
Right.
Much like that, Cash Money one, I don't know if you're going to get like the real, true story.
And Daz is like, of the people on Death Row, where does he rank in importance? Like eighth?
Well, yeah, I'd say probably in the 5 to 8 range.
Right.
But he...
Not in the top five.
Okay, clarify what you're saying there. Are you saying like...
I'm like...
As far as like well-known artists?
Yeah, like who... Because you have like...
Successful
Suge Knight,
artists.
Dr. Dre.
Snoop.
Snoop. Nate Dogg.
Tupac.
Tupac. And then like down... Into, you,
so
and
I'd
like
say
next,
like in the 5 to 8
the
range.
The next level
right.
would be... Daz. And I feel like if they're going to make a Death Row movie, shouldn't it come from like one of them? I mean, I know that half of those people are dead now.
Well, that's a good point. But Daz was, from beginning to end of Death Row, was with Death Row for
the
longest
the
period of time.
Interesting, yeah.
Although he left and Corrupt came back. And that is what kind of caused beef between mm-hmm. the Dog Pound. Because this was after Snoop left, and everyone was like, fuck Suge Knight, fuck Death Row. And Corrupt was the one that came back.
Mm-hmm.
I think back when, this was when it was called The Row.
The Row.
The Row.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Was that when Corrupt cut that diss song on Everybody?
Yes.
What was it called? Calling Out Names?
Calling Out Names.
And he dissed DMX?
Yeah, and that song was not... There's a little controversy behind that, believe it or not. Because of Suge Knight. Hmm. He didn't want that song released.
Really?
And literally, like, the album went to pressing, and Suge put it on the album
mm-hmm.
without Corrupt knowing about it.
Really?
Yeah. So, but I mean, regardless, he recorded it, so, yeah. You know.
Don't record it if you don't want it heard.
Right. Don't fuck with Suge Knight if you don't
that
want
is
your
a
shit
fact.
Out there.
So they want to make a Death Row movie.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's has to do with the Straight Outta Compton bit. Because it's huge. You know, here's how big Straight Outta Compton has become. My dad, 58 years old, saw Straight Outta Compton.
Did
last
he really?
Weekend. Yes, he did.
That's pretty cool.
And he came to me afterwards. He's like, that was really good.
Yeah.
He really liked it. So
I
was happy. I was like, I told you it was good. I don't know if he was going to like it or not, but he went with my sister and her husband, and the three of them went and saw it. And so it's for everyone. It's for families.
It is.
It's for...
for kids.
It's funny you say that. I was just listening to a podcast, and the host of the podcast took his, I think, 10-year-old son to see Straight Outta Compton.
Really?
Yeah, and he was saying, he's like, yes, there are some, you know, adult themes in this movie. He's like, but I think it's important for him to see because it's so relevant socially in our current, you know, political, socioeconomic climate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for everybody. Straight Outta Compton is for everybody.
Was a podcast called Hood Rat Stuff with my Hood Rat friends.
No, it was a fantasy football podcast, actually. yeah.
That's crazy.
So it's
I don't know
it's
if
huge.
I would take a 10-year-old to see it, but
yeah,
it,
I don't think I
can see
either.
His point. I can see his point. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the stuff in the movie are relevant today.
So he wants to make this movie called Dog Pound for Life.
Yeah, that's tentatively what he wants to call it. Now, this is all Daz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a link on Ambrosia for Heads, which is a great hip-hop mm-hmm. site that I visit a lot. I just want... John has not seen these pictures. Now, Daz has... I don't know if he's officially cast these people as the characters.
I don't know how you can officially cast them for a movie that doesn't exist.
Right.
According
to Instagram, Daz... This is what it says. Daz has already cast parts including himself, Corrupt, Nate Dogg, Tupac, and Suge Knight. And notably, Dr. Dre, one of Daz's mentors...
Mm-hmm.
Will be reportedly played by, get this, Dre's real-life son, Curtis Young.
Funny thing is, none of these people know that they're in this movie.
I
know, it's all from Daz's imagination.
I mean, look at these pictures. You got to go to Ambrosia for Heads, because some of these people look like this guy playing mm-hmm. Daz looks a lot like him when he was younger, and a little bit... there's the guy that plays Corrupt. Here's...
So wait, he got together with these people and took pictures of them?
I guess so.
Oh, wow.
And there's the guy playing Tupac.
Yeah, that guy does kind of look like Tupac.
He does. And there's the guy playing Suge Knight.
Yep.
And check out this guy that plays Nate Dogg.
Oh my God, that guy looks just like Nate Dogg.
He does.
Unbelievable. We got to get him a better hat.
But can he croon?
Yeah,
can
you can
he
fix
croon?
It. You can fix it in post.
Yeah. I didn't know this, that... this is not the first endeavor into film that Daz has been a part of. He made his directorial debut in Gangsta Shit, the movie, which I didn't know it was a real thing.
Sounds like a classic.
a compilation film starring Snoop, Nate, and others. So I don't know. A compilation film?
I don't know what that is.
No. Is it like one of those No Limit movies?
Yeah, or like that one that E40 did a couple of years ago. By a couple, I mean probably like 10 years ago. It was called like Obstacles or something like that.
What was it? Was it like an actual movie?
Yeah.
With he was acting in
it? Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Google it.
Those are always interesting. And Daz also produced films like Make It Rain. He did a Eazy-E, The Life and Times of Eric Wright, and The Roe Killer, a 2006 documentary indictment of his former label. All of those sound interesting. Although the Make It Rain one, I don't know if it's about like the weather and how rain dances. I don't know.
That's what it's about.
I don't know.
All right, Obstacles came out in the year 2000. It has an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes, though.
What, 89?
82.
82?
I can't believe it.
Have people seen it?
I don't know who's reviewed it. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe that's the problem, yeah. Maybe
like two people gave it.
Maybe E-Fizzle.
It's only got 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb. E-40 plays a character named Big June.
I'd check that out. E-40, just his dialect, the way he talks is interesting enough. Oh, yeah. This is like...
That's the movie poster.
And D-Shot. Is D-Shot one of the Click guys?
I think so.
Okay.
And the other guy's an actor. Like a real actor, a professional actor.
I'd watch it.
I think I might actually own it.
But I think this, the Dog Pound for Life, okay, if it's about Death Row, I mean, Dog Pound was created under Death Row, so I could see why it's called Dog Pound for Life, but I think they could come up with a better title.
If I am going to watch a Death Row movie, I know this sounds weird, but it's like, I don't want Daz to make it. I want like a professional movie studio to make it. Just, yeah. I mean, because look at how good of a job they did with Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
And that was through, was it Universal? Like they did the full studio system. They gave them $30 million or whatever, and they made the movie. That's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
Don't make this on a budget.
Right.
Because then it'll look like shit. You won't get good acting. It'll just be bad.
I would want input from everybody that was on Death Row.
Yeah.
I think realistically, if that's how you would get, just like they did with Straight Outta Compton. You know,
what about Suge Knight? Can, like, from jail, can he just be like overseeing the
that's
project?
That's the thing, man. I just feel like he would just want to portray himself.
Well, that's a problem.
A...
Like, he is the founder of Death Row Records, and he's also a major asshole. So it's like your main character. Your main character is like your antagonist. He's your bad guy.
Yeah,
you know. Do you want to watch that movie?
What did you think of the guy that played Suge Knight in Straight Outta Compton?
He was just a guy. I didn't get excited about him.
Right, yeah. I mean, the image was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like his Suge Knight's voice is a lot more, like, scarier. And not in person, I've never met him. But, you know, like in the interviews and stuff.
Right.
He got the demeanor down, but just like his... the scary voice. I don't know.
That was one of the performances that was just like,
right, you know. Right.
Some of the performances were super good. Like Eazy-E.
Eazy-E for sure.
So good.
Eazy-E.
So yeah.
Eazy motherfucking.
Dog Pound for Life.
Another next little news bite. I'm going to call it a news bite. I don't like saying that, but I said it. Damon Wayans.
Yeah.
When's the last time you heard about Damon Wayans?
I've heard about Damon Wayans Jr. a lot, but not Damon Wayans.
Right, right. Well, Damon Wayans did an interview on The Breakfast Club, the New York-based radio station or radio show. It was pretty good to hear what he's been up to. And you might be a little surprised about where he's been, what he's been doing. First of all, he has diabetes. Wilford Brimley and
diabetes.
Now Damon Wayans.
And my dog. My dog Hudson.
Dog?
I think so. We're taking him to the vet this week.
Oh, no.
I think he's got the beatus.
That's no good.
That's okay. It's treatable.
He needs to eat some oatmeal.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, so I'm looking at the talking points here, and there's one thing that I notice is not discussed.
What's that?
And that's the fact that Damon Wayans just made a bunch of really stupid comments about Bill Cosby.
That was on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in this interview.
Yes, really stupid.
I don't know. I think people feel like they have to kind of defend him, people that know
why?
Him. But... you got to just kind of...
I don't see what you gain from that.
Right, right. He did. He made it. Yeah, he did make. I don't want to talk about that because I don't know, man. It's
yeah.
It is what it is.
Damon Wayans.
There was an interview with Sinbad, the comedian, where he was.
He did with Mark Maron's show.
Yeah, that's the interview where he did not so much defend Bill Cosby.
No, really, what he was saying was like Bill Cosby did a lot of good things for me.
Right.
But he didn't go out and say like he didn't do that or.
Right.
You know, he's innocent.
He tiptoed.
Right.
He tiptoed.
Whereas Damon Wayans did not.
Right.
But there's some interesting stuff about him.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't know Damon Wayans was on SNL. He didn't make it a full season.
Right.
Before In Living Color. But it was an interesting interview to hear him talk about like why he didn't make it through the whole season. Also, speaking of biopics, he talked about how his brother, Keenan Ivory Wayans, who was the one that cultivated In Living Color, should write a book and maybe even bring back In Living Color.
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't like that sketch. Am I missing something? Is there another sketch comedy show out there right now?
Key and Peele.
They're done, though. This is it.
Oh, that's right.
This is their final season. Right. They're done.
But I got to say this. So in the interview, he also said he understands that like the attention span of people these days is like you can't have, and he kind of said this about SNL, a lot of the stuff on SNL just isn't, it's got some funny stuff in it, in the sketches, but if they were all like 2-minute sketches, they'd be good.
Right.
You know, so he's like, In Living Color would work if it was all like 2-minute sketches, you know. And I think Key and Peele, most of Key and Peele's stuff is pretty short, right?
I don't think it's 2 minutes.
Well, yeah, but it's not.
It's short. Yeah.
They're not like long, like SNL bits.
Well, it depends on the sketch, I think.
Yeah. But some good things. And he kind of said, you know, how his son, Damon Wayans Jr. is.
He's really killing it.
Yeah, he is.
He's doing some good work right now.
He is, yeah.
He did the. Let's Be Cops.
Let's Be Cops, which I was impressed with.
He spent a few years on New Girl.
New Girl, yeah, yeah.
And he was on a show before that was pretty solid, too. Another one of those, like, cheesy comedy type shows. Yeah. But I like Damon Wayans.
But this was the news I was a bit surprised at.
Mm-hmm.
Very savvy, Damon Wayans is developing apps for Android and iOS.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's getting into the tech world.
He's in the app game, huh?
Yeah.
What do his apps do?
Well, the last couple of years, they're all over the board, but his most notable one is called FlickDat, which is a business card app. It's $1.99 in the App Store. I did not buy it, but I did look at it. But it's kind of like a...
FlickDat?
FlickDat.
What are you flicking?
Well, okay, so it's like you got your... Yeah, basically like a digital business card.
Yeah.
And, you know, like if you and I are like, hey, I'm Rob Small, I record a podcast. Hey, I'm Johnny Question Mark, I record a podcast too. Hey, let's exchange information. You pull up this app, and you just kind of flick your screen over and it sends it to the person. But I don't know if you need to have that app too.
You need to have the app in order to get it.
So there's that involved. So no, you got to pay $1.99 to get this app, and then I can flick this over to you.
Yeah,
doesn't. And then you're like, I don't want to pay $1.99 for a fucking app.
I don't want your business card that bad. Just write it down on a piece of paper.
How about you just give me your business card you already have in your pocket?
All right.
So that was, but it was still, it's interesting. I mean, he's definitely getting in where the money is.
That's
right now. So that's cool. That's cool. He's a pretty smart guy up until the Bill Cosby part. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was listening to that, and I was just like, what is he really saying this right now?
Jeez,
man. Okay, but it's still a good interview. I think he's a funny guy. It's good to hear from him. But yeah, what do you got? What's next?
Oh man, well I
knew his bite.
I texted this to you earlier this week. There was an interview with Fat Joe, rapper.
Yep.
Label guy.
Jealous Ones Envy.
Record mogul.
Right.
Friend of Big Pun.
Yes.
Which is really mostly, I think, why he's famous.
Don't they have a label?
Terror Squad?
Terror Squad, yep. Yeah.
So, Fat Joe was in an interview and someone asked him what his biggest regret in the music world was. And he said that Eminem had given him demos 6 times. He had the opportunity to sign Eminem a bunch of times and didn't do it. And that's what he said his number one regret is. Now, think about how different of a place the world would be if Eminem had signed with Fat Joe and Terror Squad instead of Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Like, would Dre's big career renaissance have happened?
Interesting.
You know, where would Straight Outta Compton movie even be around right now?
Right.
Would people care? What would Eminem, I mean, what would have happened to Eminem? Yeah. The only, see, I think everything worked out for the best. I think best possible scenario was what happened.
Right.
The one thing that we missed out on is how dope would the songs have been with Eminem and Big Pun when he was still alive? Because Big Pun was awesome. And the two of those guys together could have done some really cool songs.
They don't have anything together, those two?
Not that I'm aware of, okay. No.
I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
I know that Eminem did I think it was like the Lean Back remix. Okay. One of those remixes for a Fat Joe song.
Okay.
But I don't think him and Pun ever did a song together.
Yeah, I thought they crossed paths at some point there.
But yeah, how cool would that have been? Mm-hmm. You'd have had a lot of Eminem and Big Pun material.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think everything worked out.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah,
right.
For most, except for Big Pun.
How popular do you think Terror Squad would have been if Eminem
would have been
was
huge?
Fat Joe would be Dr. Dre.
Yeah,
everyone would be talking about him as like record label mogul guy. It would have been called Beats by Joe.
Beats by Joe.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about how different the world would be.
Think about it.
Yeah.
So speaking of Big Pun and that song, Still Not a Player, right?
Yeah.
They play that song on the radio so fucking much.
On those throwback hip-hop stations, yes. Now that we have two of them.
Man, I'll tell you, there's a couple. There's probably, I could name you 10 songs that they play way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to change the stage. Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. Every Ja Rule song.
Oh, my God.
I get a lot of Nelly, too.
Yep. Nelly's
one
of them.
I bought enough of that.
Yep. Man, just stop it.
That's enough.
Warren G, Regulate. I love Warren G. I love that song.
Yep.
I was talking to a friend about this. Because we used to talk about, hey, Regulate's on Pandora. You know, we'd listen to Pandora and be like, hey, it's on. You know, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Because you just don't hear it that much. So it was kind of like a treat. But now
it's overplayed.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
They call that, I think it's called in economics, diminishing returns.
Voodoo economics.
When I was in school, they taught it with Oreo cookies. They'd give you one Oreo and you'd eat it and then you would rate how much you liked it on a scale of 1 to 10. And the more Oreos they gave you, the less interested you were in eating the Oreos. You're getting diminishing returns.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're getting from regulators right now.
Great.
Diminishing returns.
Diminishing returns.
So maybe let's just cool it on those songs for a little while.
Dial it back a little bit. Tavis Smiley, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Tavis Smiley.
Tavis Smiley. He caught D'Angelo in his first talk show appearance in over 10 years.
Yeah, he didn't do a lot of press.
Keeping the faith with Tavis Smiley.
He was just here.
Yeah, D'Angelo Sunday.
Last weekend.
Yeah. And I did.
Apparently the show was amazing.
I'm
sure. It sold out in like 5 seconds.
This is, I want to say this is even the first time I've ever seen him interviewed.
Really?
D'Angelo. I want this to be known, and I've said this before. I have been a fan of D'Angelo since Brown Sugar. Without getting into detail, this record has been played in the bedroom. I'll tell you, if you're a single guy, all right, I know the dating world is completely different from when I was in the dating world, but I'll tell you, get this album, D'Angelo's Brown Sugar, or Voodoo. Or Black Messiah's
not
so much romantic, but, oh man, things will happen for you.
It's magic.
It is magic. Also, Prince's 3121.
Yes.
Another good one. And that's my dating advice. I'm not going to tell you how to get the ladies or the men, whatever you're into. But,
That's a good one.
It was really cool to hear him talk about like his artistic inspirations. He's a huge fan of Prince, which would explain why like his music so much.
And explain his entire last record.
Yeah, and big fan of George Clinton, big fan of Curtis Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about the music business and like
it's a tough racket.
His hiatus and you know he was still writing in his while he was just kind of out of the public eye, it was really interesting to hear. It's a two-parter. I didn't watch the second part. I watched the first part.
Mm-hmm.
But still, really cool, man. He's one of those guys that's just really gifted, really talented, and he's got a lot. He's got some good stuff to say.
He does indeed. One of the best records that's come out in a while. I really, really like his album.
Tavis Smiley uses some big words.
Mm-hmm.
And I
you had a hard time understanding
it. Yeah, I was
happens.
Yeah, I didn't. I had to pull up the dictionary.com to understand what he was talking about. There was one word. I'll be honest with you. There was one word, but George Clinton was on Snoop Dogg's GGN podcast.
I didn't even
Double
know
G.
Snoop Dogg had a podcast.
Well, it's basically his video cast, whatever it's called.
Oh, that's right.
And they
that's
just
right.
take the audio and make it into the podcast. But he had George Clinton on. George Clinton has experienced a lot of drugs,
mm-hmm.
and half of the stuff you cannot understand what he's saying.
No.
But very interesting.
So a lot of those guys from that era, I think you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like George Clinton. I know Sly Stone is the same way.
Mm-hmm. It's just really, it's cool to hear him talk about like what he was doing at the time of recording certain songs, you know, recording with Parliament, Funkadelic, all these variations of the P-Funk All-Stars and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
it's almost like if I were to interview Brother Ali, I'd be, you know, that's kind of like akin to Snoop Dogg interviewing George Clinton. It's like his idol almost, mm-hmm. you know, and he's like singing songs together and they're talking about the writing of the songs, and it's good stuff. It's a good interview. Is Snoop Dogg a better interviewer than me? I would say no. And I'm not a very good interviewer.
That's okay.
Do you think you're better
than Snoop?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. But that was cool. The Tavis Smiley with D'Angelo. Check that out. It's really cool.
Indeed.
Did you check it out at all?
No.
No, you should.
I will.
You will.
I will. I'm excited to
you
hear
gonna
about
do it?
It. I am.
Are you ready for Johnny Question Marks Wrestling News, brought to you by Johnny Question Marks' album, Falling in Like.
Yes, which is still free.
Still free and available.
JohnnyQuestionMark.com. Before we jump into wrestling news, I haven't had a chance to talk about this yet, but since the last time I was on the air, we played at the World's Biggest Beer Bong Festival in Beldenville, Wisconsin. And
I heard you followed a band with a fiddle.
Yes, we did. So we get to the show, and there's this band playing, and it's like a bluegrass type group,
mm-hmm.
and they do have a fiddle. And I immediately am like, "Oh, this is going to be bad." Like, people were really liking this band. Not that there was nothing wrong with it; they're a good band. But I'm like, "This is not going to be my crowd." So we get there. And I'm just like, well, we're just going to do the best we can. And Marinus is there with me, do some PLC stuff. Mm-hmm. DJ Dick Doorknocker, Billy Chuckles. I forget all the nicknames he's got now. Hype William. So we're all there. And so I'm just like, screw it. I'm not even going to say anything. We're just going to run up on stage and do the first song. And then when the first song is over, I'll crack a joke about, you know, the big change in musical styles, and we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. And believe it or not, it went over great. People actually really liked it. The set went over strong, but the weird part was we're there performing and some guy keeps throwing money on the stage. And so we do our set. It goes over like way better than I thought it was going to. Everyone did a really good job. And as I'm walking off, the guy's like, "Don't forget your money." And I look down and there's $60.
Wow.
This guy threw $60 on stage. And I'm like,
maybe you guys were putting out that sexy vibe.
I guess.
And you just wanted to.
So Josh picked up the money and then we just split it, I think, the three of us.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, wow, that guy was really, really nice of him to do that. I wonder, maybe he was real drunk or something. I don't know. Maybe he really liked our music.
Mm-hmm.
So after I get off stage, I go grab a t-shirt. I'm like, I'm going to go find this guy and give him a shirt because he threw $60 on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I go out around the stage and, as I go to give him a t-shirt, I realize that this guy is now in like a full-fledged wrestling match with some dude on the side of the stage. So I'm like, there's no way he's going to remember this.
Yeah.
So I didn't give him a t-shirt. But
oh, man.
A guy whose name I never met or got, thank you for the $60, and I have a t-shirt for you. If you can ever track me down.
Also go to JohnnyQuestionMark.com and download the album.
You can download the album for free.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was the experience of last weekend that I didn't get to tell because I wasn't on the show last week.
Well, let's segue that into some wrestling news.
Wrestling news. Yeah. So go from wrestling to wrestling. Sort of depressing news this week.
Yeah.
One of the stars of my very early childhood.
Right.
Superfly Jimmy Snuka was arrested this week for murder.
15 years ago or longer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what was the date on that?
Okay, so it was here's the story. Jimmy Snuka had been at a WWF taping at the Allentown Fairgrounds on May 10th, 1983, returned to his Whitehall Township motel room to find his girlfriend, Nancy Argentino of Brooklyn, gasping for air and oozing yellow fluid from her mouth and nose.
It doesn't sound good.
No. Argentino was pronounced dead at Lehigh Valley Hospital the next day. An autopsy determined she died of traumatic brain injuries, and she suffered more than 24 cuts and bruises, a possible sign of abuse on her head, ear, chin, arms, hands, back, buttocks, legs, and feet. Now, he was never charged with this crime
right.
in 1983, but it was always sort of a known thing that, like, this had happened, and no one really knew how he didn't get charged for it. Well, apparently... now he is being charged for it. 32 years later.
Remember when I just said 15 years ago? I meant 32
years later. Now, Jimmy Snuka has stomach cancer. I don't know what his sort of life situation is anyway, if he's going to live through this whole thing. But he was a great wrestler, man. He had some legendary matches. I saw him wrestle at one of the Gathering of the Juggalos.
And, great start to any story.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he tried to pick a fight, like a real life fight, with Scott Hall during wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of like the late night, like 4 a.m. wrestling. And I'm pretty sure he was like drunk and just was looking to fight somebody. So he wasn't in great shape. I mean, he wasn't in great condition then. But he is a legend. He is a hero of the 80s.
So what's the statute of limitations on something like 32 years?
I don't know if there's a statute of limitations on murder.
On murder,
like, could you be tried for murder anytime?
Damn.
Maybe it's not though. I don't know the rules. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah,
but yeah, Superfly,
man,
he's a great wrestler, and maybe not such a great dude.
Maybe he's a great killer,
a great murderer.
Murder. I mean,
you get away with murder for 32 years.
Murder.
That makes you a pretty successful murderer. In my book.
But not the best, because obviously
best murderers get away with it forever.
Right.
Not him. What are you looking at me like that? You just gave me the murder eyes. You're the murderer.
Murder eyes.
That was the murder eyes from Rob.
From me. To you.
A gift from me to you.
I guess I feel like I did that because if I do kill you, the listeners are going to know.
They'll know.
Yeah.
Everyone, just so you know, if I get murdered, it was Rob.
Well...
now, though, anyone else has free reign to murder me because they know that you'll get blamed for it. So maybe it's not Rob.
Oh, damn.
Maybe it's not Rob, you guys.
I'm going to edit that part out. How about that?
Right.
Well, Mac Irv.
Yes.
No, we'll save that for a couple weeks when he comes back.
When he comes back here end of September.
Well, so since we have this opening here.
Yes, we have this time.
What do you think we should ask each other? High five questions?
I think we should. I think we should each ask each other a couple of questions.
Well, do you want to start it off?
Do you want me to ask you a question first?
Why not?
Or do you want to ask me a question first?
Lay it on me, my man.
All right. Here goes.
Do, do, do. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. I like it.
What do you got? What you got? Hey, my man,
if you knew that everyone you know was going to die tomorrow, who would you visit today?
You're going with the serious question.
Yeah, I am.
Who would I visit today?
Who would you visit today? Well, I want the audience to really learn about who you are as a person.
Yeah.
You get a lot of comedy, Rob.
Right. This is true.
This is real deal, Rob.
I'd have to visit family.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would have to visit as much family as I can. Actually, what I would do is I would probably, since I'm going to be dying anyways, is just get like a big, like 15-passenger van and just go and pick up people as I go.
Go and
pick up my mom,
like a little
and
road
my brother.
Trip?
Yeah, and
it's a good plan. I like that plan.
And nieces and nephews, you know,
and then fly it into the sun.
Well, I don't want to kill everybody.
Oh, everyone's not going to die tomorrow, just you?
Yeah, well, if I'm the only one dying. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still think flying
like,
into
you know,
the sun's a good option.
Just do something awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just I don't know, like go to Duluth or something and like...
Yeah.
Just to get like a beautiful view.
Here's what I would do. I would drive the opposite way of time, like the time zones, because if you're dying at the end of the day, if you drive backwards, you'll never be... You'll never die.
I don't know if that's going
to
work.
You just got to try fast enough to get the Earth to spin the opposite way.
The opposite way, right. Yeah. Right. That's an interesting...
That's a thing, right?
Has anybody tried it?
I haven't.
Well, there's only one way to find out. I could go easy. I know you like cereal.
I do. I like everything.
Do you believe in Bigfoot or Sasquatch or aliens, paranormal?
People are gonna hate this. No.
None of that?
I believe that aliens probably do exist.
Okay.
I don't believe that most of what people think is aliens.
Okay.
But, I mean, to me it seems logical that there would be other life out there. But no, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Chupacabra, Rougarou, I don't believe any of that stuff.
Right.
It's just not for me.
I'm on board with you there.
Yeah.
But for those that are interested in the alien life,
yeah,
the extraterrestrial beings should listen to the Unbelievable podcast, mm-hmm, which I wish I had stake in, because yeah, I find it to be very entertaining. They're 135 episodes in, and it's kind of a satirical yet serious look at the extraterrestrial life that could be out there.
It could be.
But they talk about some deep shit, but they're really funny about it. Sometimes, mm-hmm, I'm like, I don't know
you
if they believe if what they're saying.
They're taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Did I tell you, I'm going to New Orleans in November.
New Orleans, yeah.
Yeah, and so that is the home of the Rougarou.
Right.
So I might try and do a little Rougarou hunting.
I wonder if they have like a souvenir shop where they have like...
Rougarou stuff? Yeah. I'm going to look for it because the Rougarou is sort of like the unofficial mascot of the Thank You, Rob podcast,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It's been talked about more than any fictional creature.
Thanks to Vince of Nuisance.
Thanks to Vince.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be on the lookout for Rougarou stuff in November.
Rougarou gear.
When I'm in New Orleans.
Rougarou gear. What do you got? Think about it.
I'm thinking about it right now. All right, I don't know this one about you, but we ask this one a lot. If you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, which would it be?
Oh, man. Oh, there's so many good ones.
There really are a lot.
People have said the Cosby family,
mm-hmm,
before the big...
All the raping?
Yeah.
Pre-rape?
Pre-rape.
PR.
Because that was just like... I still like the Cosby Show. It's a little hard to watch knowing what Bill Cosby has done.
Right.
What's another show I really, really like? I like Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, that's a good show.
A lot.
It's a good family too.
Yeah.
Would you be a new character or would you just...
I'd have to be Gene.
Gene.
I'd have to be Gene. He's kind of like... He's got aspirations to just be like a music star,
mm-hmm,
and he's always playing with his keyboard, making beats, mm-hmm, just like me.
Yeah,
just like me.
You know, nobody. I don't know that anyone on television makes me laugh harder than Tina.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
She's so funny.
I agree.
I encourage people to watch it.
Are you okay? What? Are you choking? Needs a Heimlich. Might need to cut this.
Just need a little more coffee.
Oh, you're good. You're good. He's good. He's okay.
Bob's Burgers.
He's okay, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bob, what's her last name?
Odenkirk.
No. Odenkirk is the actor.
Bob, I don't know. Belcher.
Belcher, yes, the Belchers.
Member of the Belchers?
I'm going to go with Bob.
You'd be Rob.
The Belchers.
Rob Belcher.
Rob Belcher.
Relcher.
The writing on that show is just, it's so good. It's got like these little things that you don't notice. First of all, they should release a soundtrack someday.
Yes.
With like some of the songs they sing in that
They're
show.
They're so good. And then they always play them again at the end of the
episode. There's these little subtle things like in the opening credits, the shop next door to Bob's Burgers, if you watch it, because there's always like the grand opening, grand reopening, grand reopening. The shop next door is always changing a different name.
Mm-hmm.
So watch that if you've never caught that before.
And then it's always like the mortuary
Other
side.
Yep, yeah. Yep. So yeah, I'm going to Bob's Burgers, the Belchers.
That's a good one.
How about this? John,
yes.
If you could talk with one type of animal, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. When I ask this question to people, it's one of the few ones that I don't immediately like have an answer to. Like there's some of these I'm like, I know exactly what I would say. This one, I don't know. Probably just like a dog. Nothing too exciting. But I have a dog. But like, I don't know what I would say to other animals. The only animal I feel like I really understand is a dog. Because I have a dog. Dog. When I was a kid, I had guinea pigs. God, it seemed like they were so dumb. I feel like that'd be a really bad...
I think that like would just be a bad
just
one.
A boring conversation. Yeah. Unless you, I mean, the only other thing I can think of is like one of the, like, what are the most intelligent animals? Like dolphins, right? That's what everyone says dolphins are.
Yeah.
Everyone says dolphins are the most intelligent
yes.
animals. Or chimpanzee.
Hmm.
I remember reading a thing because Michael Jackson had that Bubbles, the chimp.
Right.
And he was convinced that Bubbles was trying to talk, but just lacked the...
Vocal cords.
And he literally researched ways to try and put vocal cords into Bubbles the chimp.
Bless his heart. Yeah. Michael Jackson.
So
things you can do with money.
If you got money, you can do anything. But yeah, I guess I would just say dogs. If I had to pick a dog, I guess I would pick my dog.
Yeah. All three of those are good. I got to say.
Dolphins,
chimpanzees. For their own reasons.
Yeah, not guinea pigs.
The idea of... You know, man's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be really cool to have that conversation. Like, yeah, you're my best friend. I can tell you shit.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you stuff.
Talk to my dog. He probably would. He wouldn't even remember anything. Yeah. Should we do one last question?
One more.
And then we'll shut her down.
Shut it down.
All right. Here's another one I love asking people. Are you a fan of anyone's music that you are ashamed to tell people about? Rob.
Let's see. Not really. I'm very open about my love for Alicia Keys, but there's no reason to be.
No, there's no shame in that game.
No shame, because she is extremely talented.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to open my music.
It's funny, too. Like, if you looked at my iPod.
Yeah.
There's probably at least like 100 things that I would be ashamed to tell people.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. My iPod's full of guilty pleasures. Full of them.
Okay, just scrolling through here. Mm-hmm. Alabama.
Alabama.
The Southern rock band.
The country music group.
That might be, I mean, I'm not ashamed because it's Southern rock. Because
it's country.
Let's see, what else? I don't know, man. There's really not much that I'm ashamed. Okay, I guess I love 80s pop music.
Mm-hmm.
So that also includes like Cyndi Lauper. Yeah. So the song Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
You love it.
It's so 80s.
Yes.
That it's just
I'm
like.
I'm just envisioning like a montage in my head of that song playing and just Rob dancing around.
So I guess that might be.
Cleaning the house or something.
That might be it.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
But I guess I'm not completely ashamed, but I guess that is kind of like if I was driving down the street and that song came on,
right.
I would put the windows up and
that's what I was I think that's like the way to determine if something is a guilty pleasure or not. It's like if you have to pull up to a stop sign and someone is standing there on the corner and you're cranking your music loud, would you roll up the windows or would you not roll up the windows? Would you turn down the music or would you not turn down the music?
If Girls Just Want to Have Fun came on, I'd have to turn it. I'd have to put the windows up because I still want to listen and enjoy the song. Because girls just want to have fun, all right?
That's a good answer.
And it's not like...
It's a good answer, Rob.
I'm not listening to the song because girls want to have fun. Right. It's like... It's because it's like the epitome of 80s pop music.
Right. It's just
there.
A catchy melody and whatever. Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong with it.
One of those like Disney pop stars recently remade it.
Really?
I heard it in like one of these new movies.
Was it good?
No.
Oh,
no.
That's too bad.
That's just the world we live in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ask one more question, it's going to be more than five.
It'll be the high six.
The high six. What is the one thing you wanted as a kid but you never got?
Oh man, I've been waiting so long to ask this question because I think I've told people this on the podcast before, but the answer is super clear to me. It is a Power Wheels. When I was a kid, I always wanted a Power Wheels.
Yeah.
And I never got one. My parents never got me one, which whatever, you know, you can't always afford shit, or right. Maybe my parents just didn't want me to bust my head on something. But for whatever the reason was, I never had a Power Wheels.
You can ride your bike.
And cause I remember as a kid thinking like, oh man, only like the rich kids get Power Wheels. And then now I look at what Power Wheels cost and it's really not even that much.
What do they go for these days?
I don't know, like $100 or $200. It's not like you have to be a millionaire to get a Power Wheel. But as a kid, I don't know if that's just what I thought or if that's what my parents tried to like convince me that.
You know, I don't know a single kid.
You can get a Fisher-Price Power Wheel F-150 at Walmart for $159.
Now you're talking another $60 on top of that $100 you just quoted me at.
I said $100 or $200.
Oh, okay.
It's $160. It's really reasonable.
But this is the thing.
Yeah.
Like, every kid wanted one.
Yes.
When I was a kid, of course I wanted one.
Yeah.
All my friends wanted one. There was always the one kid who had it.
Yeah.
And...
No one I knew had it. Maybe that's why it was like so. It felt so out of reach to
me.
Right. Because I didn't know anyone who had one.
But the thing is, you know, ride a bike. Right. I know they're fun.
Yeah. Anybody
I
can know ride a bike. Fun. Everyone's got a bike.
Yeah.
It's like the exclusivity.
Yeah.
Of having a Power Wheel.
And they make them in all sorts of shit, like an Escalade.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and that was the thing. It's like now, now that I have a kid. If she ever asked me for a Power Wheels, you damn right she's get one. She will get one that day. I'm not gonna go out and like buy one for her when she doesn't want it. But if she ever says, I really want one of those, I will get her one. Because I couldn't have it. You know, like I'm in a situation now where I can do that if I want to, you know? And because it was so important to me, it's like it's locked in.
You're getting it.
She's getting it.
Yeah.
Probably like a pink Barbie Escalade or something. But yeah, that's definitely
cool.
The answer.
Give the kids what they want.
That's right.
Just don't give them cigarettes, right?
Not cigarettes.
If you're going to take away anything out of this episode today,
don't smoke.
Don't smoke. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's bad for you.
But if you are and you're on your cigarette break, that's when you review the podcast.
Right.
Right.
That's when you do it. We care about our listeners so much. We don't want to lose any subscribers.
Right.
Because those numbers matter.
We don't want to lose any more subscribers. Well, hey, thanks for listening.
Absolutely.
Episode number 145.
In the books.
In the books.
When did we last do this episode like
it's
this?
Been,
was it 100?
No. There was one in between here.
Oh, there was. Okay.
Where somehow something didn't work out.
I think it's fun
something.
every few months to just sit down and
you
get a full dose of John and Rob.
Yeah, we're kind of realigning our podcast chakra.
Yeah. And we got big stuff coming, too. I mean,
big
everything.
Stuff. Huge.
We're all working on new things. Rob's got podcast stuff he's got rolling, and I got the radio show that.
And your podcast stuff.
And my podcast, the Undrafted Sports Podcast that we're working on. It's crazy right
all
now.
All sorts of stuff.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
So head over to thankyourob.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Click the podcast link. Listen to past episodes of the show. Go to iDefine Design, the link on the page. Check out my graphic design work.
Do it.
Maybe even hire me for some work if you want some work done.
It'll be worth it.
I'll give you a deal. All right. Let's talk deal. Let's wheel and deal. All right.
Wheel and deal.
Everything in life is negotiable,
mm-hmm.
including prices on graphic design work.
Right.
There's a link to johnny?.com.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. And you can go there. You can check out John's bio.
Yes.
His biography.
My biography.
And you can download the album Falling in Like for absolutely free.
$0, 0 cents.
Free 99.
That's right.
And then there's a link to Fuzz Talk Radio. Our good friends in Mankato.
What up, nuts?
Streaming online music 24/7, every day, all day, every week. FuzzTalkRadio.com.
Chew.
I love you, nuts.
I love you, nuts.
And then finally, the best way to support the podcast.
Number one.
Amazon Associates. Click the link. Support the podcast. Buy your stuff. Buy that costume. There's also probably a joint costume, so you can look like you just rolled yourself up into a reefer, a marijuana cigarette.
Marijuana cigarette.
Yeah, there's that out there. There's, you can be Oscar the Grouch for Halloween. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you ideas.
Could you be Rudy from the movie Rudy?
Yes.
That's what I want to be.
Yes, you could. I don't know if they have this on Amazon, but I came across this costume once, and I really want to make it happen someday. You could be Teen Wolf. That's out there. Please don't steal my idea.
That's a great idea.
You could be Teen Wolf. I found a website where you can get the Michael J. Fox's character wore a the team name was the Beavers,
mm-hmm.
and they had the jersey and the shorts.
I like it.
Yeah, so you could just get like a Chewbacca type furry costume underneath,
mm-hmm.
and you could be Teen Wolf.
I like it.
So there's a great idea, but don't take it.
Don't take it. Rob's doing it.
Because I'm going to do that someday.
One of these days,
maybe.
Hopefully soon, while people still know what Teen Wolf is.
They're gonna know. There's a teen. Isn't there a Teen Wolf show on MTV?
You said there was, but I haven't seen it.
Don't watch it. It's not like what you want it to be.
It'll never.
Styles is not on the show. So there's all that. The best way to support the podcast. You know, you're buying your stuff on Amazon anyways. It's awesome. I think someday I'm just gonna record a Thank You Rob podcast episode where I just talk about cool shit you can buy on Amazon.
Yeah.
And you are not invited on that episode, John.
That's okay.
Because it's going to be the episode people don't listen to.
Yeah, well, for two reasons. One, because it sounds like a terrible idea, and two, because I'm not on it. So
you're right. I'm not going to do it. John, any last words?
I got nothing.
All right, I'm going to end it with handshakes and high fives.
Bye.
One morning out some bomb ass cock. My dick kinda limp, so I cruise around the block. Call my cousin Snoop as I swoop in the coupe. Stop by my homie Blue House to puff on the loop. See my little homie Style, who I ain't seen in a while. Damn, they gon' floatin' on cloud 1-9. Liquor store, so I grab some mixed gin and juice. Got a quarter pound of buzz, so I'm fucked up too. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Bell back in the crib, because I'm all in. Conversated, then I dug that hoe out. I fix me some food and bone the hell out. 2 a.m. on the jizz out. I pause and I stizz out. I reminisce on that ass that I rizz out. Now I'm high as a kite. Yeah, and I'm feeling alright. 4 a.m. as I stroll back to my crib. See what's with my woman and my newborn kid.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. We do this every day about the same time. Biatch.
I was at the park one day.
Some drink, parks my ride as I steps inside, as I puts my 9 double limp to my side, as I continue with my mission. Pussy is my dish and ambition, wishing upon the star to come up on some ends, pushing caviar and a little bit of pussy if I can get my pimp on, cause my pen gets my pimp on from G to Ozone.
I put my pen on cold Michigan nights, and the bitch didn't freeze up on me when I wanted her to write. I have pimped my pen in the hot California sun, and the bitch didn't drip, smear, or run as she turned the trick pages from loose leaf to zigzags. I have pimped my pen, and she is number one in my stable, for I've yet not got a refill for her. I love her, that's why she keeps performing for me. I have pimped my pen, and she is number one in my stable. Pleasure is the treasure that the girl sells all day. Pleasure is the reason that she brings daddy his pay. Dedicated the hoe, dedicated for show. Dripping willows on satin pillows. Love is being checked from a hoe. Dead presidents still giving their fuck on. I'm so happy because ain't nothing like a lollipop that gets sucked all day long. A tangy little candy drop.
I love it when she brings me the pay. Dedicated like every day to the sunshine. Yeah, my hoe brings me mine. For life, she said she'd do it. And I believed her when I accepted. Yeah, I got pimp bones in my body. And I rock them like Lottie Dottie. I rock